So, Abby, I hear you have a very important story time you want to talk to us about.
I did a thing this weekend. I graduated college.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Oh my God.
You know how nice it is to wake up and like not have any assignments to do?
No, I'm still in high school, but I'm very proud of you and happy for you.
R.I.P.
I'm almost at summer, so not really. I'm almost there, and then I'm a senior. And then a whole other year and a half because I'm going to graduate early. I know, right? I'm going to graduate high school in January. I'm excited, so I don't have to deal with it for another whole extra semester that I'm going to be like, okay, I'm done.
What are your plans after January?
Ooh, no idea. I don't even know what I want to go to college for yet. So I'm probably just going to work my booty off and get a whole lot of shmoney. Probably have two jobs.
Nothing wrong with shmoney.
Yeah, I love me some shmoney. I usually have no smoney, but
Okay, well, that was kind of a boring story time, but you know what? Sometimes we just can't crank out the funny stories, you
yeah, we're
know?
not that fun. We don't do anything. We're not. We don't have.
We came in too hot and burned out too bright with the first three episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of like, eh, oh well.
Yeah, right. So, Abby, do you want to explain what the pod's going to be today?
So just like. We really didn't have a topic set in mind. We're just gonna be like talking about like pop culture things that happened in the recent time era. I don't even know what I'm saying. But since the last time we podcasted, a lot of stuff has come up. We have the Met Gala controversies that we're not gonna talk about because too much controversies is, oh my God, too much.
We don't want to give light to anything that's already getting too much light.
Yeah. People who are in the spotlight too much are in the spotlight even more. And I'm not going to give them any more spotlight because it's all on me. No, I'm kidding. I don't care. But no, we're not going to be talking about like that kind of stuff. We're just going to be like, any movies? I mean, I haven't seen any good movies recently. I mean, whatever. Let's talk.
It's just gonna be like a casual night in with Abby and Abby.
Yeah, we got pizza. We bought pizza earlier and we have chips in front of us. We're snacking on them all night. Let's get it.
So, the first three podcasts we recorded, we had like a theme that we didn't follow. You know what? Tonight we're just recognizing who we are as people. And it's just gonna be us just chilling. So, if you like a bit of chaos, stay tuned.
It's chaotic up in this B. Happy Friday, everyone. Well, what's up Friday when we're recording it, but it's Friday when you're gonna listen to it, hopefully. But welcome back. This is the fourth episode of our podcast. It's
Two Abbeys, One Podcast.
When we talk about literally anything in the entertainment industry.
My name is Abby Harsh, and I'm here with the lovely
Abby Arbolino, hello, how are you?
I'm ready to spill some tea and have a random chit chat with you.
I mean, they're all pretty much random, but I think this is going to be even more random because we literally have nothing set in stone of what we wanted to talk about, just like random ideas that came into our head while eating pizza and driving to get pizza and driving home from getting pizza. But yeah.
And then
Oh my God.
devouring the pizza.
Oh my God, the pizza was so good.
Pizza Hut, we want a sponsorship.
We really do, because like.
You don't even have to pay us, just give us pizza.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't even need money. Well, I need money, but like, I don't need money. I just need pizza. Pizza Hut pizza.
We wouldn't need money if you just got free Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to start off right off the bat. Yeah, I loved the Met Gala this year. The theme this year was camp, which is like out of the ordinary clothing that is kind of like dramatized.
And I feel like no one followed the theme this year.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple people who I was like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. I would never wear that, but you rock it. You get it, girls and boys. But I think we should just get right into it and say who our favorite was. I mean, we all know who my favorite was, but let's get Abby. Who did you love the most, or like?
Abby, you know, for once I'm gonna have to agree with you. Harry Styles killed it.
He really did. Nipples out and everything. He was wearing all Gucci, which is not really a surprise because that's his, like, brand.
Like everyone else, I feel like he didn't really follow the theme, but, like, he looked great.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was co-chair, co-hosting. I don't know what it is. I think it was co-hosting the Met this year with Lady Gaga and Serena Williams. I really didn't see much about Serena Williams. I did see her outfit. It was very nice. It was very yellow and flowery and stuff like that. I just think the person who did go all out this year would be for sure Lady Gaga and Cardi B.
Oh, man.
Cardi B looks like she's wearing a blanket, which comfortable. But Lady Gaga had like four outfits, yeah. Well, like they weren't even outfits. Like it was a dress, another dress, another dress, and then just bra and underwear, which is iconic. And only she could do that.
Only she could do that and not get like
hate.
Yeah, shamed for it.
I mean, the girl wore a meat dress before. I think
this is very toned down from the meat dress situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But she is so cute, though. Like, that had to be hard going through all those outfit changes. I mean, just changing out of my pajamas into my everyday leggings and a t-shirt is hard for me.
I mean, and there's no way that even, like, okay, back to Cardi B, her dress obviously was heavy. It looks like it's extremely heavy. It was, oh my, it was, I don't even know. It, like, looked like a down comforter. It looked like a down comforter. And it was long sleeves, too.
That thing had to be hot.
I know. I don't even know. I didn't even see any pictures of her later in the night if she had changed out of it. Because I know people change out of their outfits and not get into something comfortable, more comfortable, but something, you know, it's not as heavy as that. Like, Lady Gaga stayed in the bra and underwear the entire night. So, well, darn, I couldn't do that.
So, props to Cardi B for wearing that. Because not only did she look fantastic, that had to be work.
I know. And I know she's rocking a six-pack now. She had a kid.
She looks so good.
And she's rocking a six-pack. I couldn't.
Meanwhile, I've never had a kid. And I'm rocking a six-pack of beer.
I'm just rocking a pudding cup.
A keg.
I think, yeah, I would say Harry Styles is the best. I don't even know if he was the best dressed because it wasn't, like, extreme.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, amazing. It wasn't, like, oh, my God. It was something I didn't expect it. There's this one, I don't know his name. He showed up and he had like eyes on his face. It was like makeup eyes. I don't know what his name is.
Ezra Miller?
Did he? And he had a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like he looked amazing. And then. Who's that
guy? I don't know. And then Jared Leto showed up with
a head
of himself.
Yeah. Kind of love that for him. It looks exactly. Yeah. And then. Kacey Musgraves looks like a Barbie.
Like, I was just about to say that. Like, look at her hair.
I know. And I know that because I went to two of Harry Styles' concerts back to back the day after each other, I think it was. And she was the opening act to him. And I was like, oh my God. They're together. That means they're going to be collabing. I don't know. Whatever. But it was definitely something. This year, I mean, I don't know if it was the best one that we've ever seen.
And then Kim Kardashian, lover or hater, she looked good. She looked beautiful.
Look at that slim waist.
I'm jelly.
I could never. And then like the Kendall and Kylie, Kendall was orange, Kylie was purple. They looked amazing. Definitely something else this year. I mean, I guess they did follow the dress code, I guess. I don't know. They all looked very different. No one had, like, a similar look.
Do you think you would have brought a fake head of yourself?
I would have brought, like, oh my God, how weird it would have been if, like, I was there and I brought a fake head of Harry Styles and gave it to him.
That would have been super weird.
It really
And I wouldn't want to associate with you after that.
I think I might have would have, like, cried in the bathroom. Because, like, when you think of something and it's like, oh my God, it's amazing, I'm gonna do it. And then, like, later on you think about it, I'm like, why the did I do that? That was stupid. I don't know why I would ever do that. But, yeah. Let's just talk about, okay, I'm going to switch topics to movies. I know we always talk about movies, but
we love movies.
We love movies. I mean, I haven't seen any new movies. Did I? Oh, what was that movie called? Never mind. I don't remember what it was, but I watched a movie recently, and it was an older movie. I don't really listen. I mean, watch new movies unless like it's very talked about. So let's just horror movies. We'll talk about. My favorite horror genre, or not genre, but horror movie series will be all-time, my all-time favorite is Scream. Those, like, I mean, they get old because, like, people, like those fake ones, like, oh, they're hilarious.
Scary movies? Like, the Scary Movie franchise? Is that what you're talking about? That rip-off Scream?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Those are hilarious. I love those. But, like, Scream, oh. And then they had a TV show called Scream. It was on MTV. It was actually very good. I really enjoyed it.
I think I saw like two episodes of it and I really liked it, but then for some reason I stopped like watching it because I think like life got in the way.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't always binge watch TV. But what I saw of it was like super good.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was very good. I don't really know of any horror movies that I've seen that are on Netflix. I mean, I didn't, like, I think it was called The Following, where, like, the girl got that.
It Follows.
It Follows.
It Follows is a really good.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I watched it a couple years ago, or whenever it came out. I was at a friend's house. We were all just, like, chilling, eating pizza, like we're doing right now. And we're like, let's watch a movie. And that came up, and we're like, let's just try it. And, like, we all got kind of bored of it kind of quick. I mean, we watched the entirety of it, but, I mean, it was all right. Yeah, I don't. The one movie I'm not very excited for, but I'm excited for is The It Chapter 2.
Did you watch the trailer yet?
Yeah, I did. Of course
I did. It looks so good. Did you ever
read? When the girl runs. When they're in the apartment in the beating and the old lady runs behind her butt naked, I couldn't help myself. I started busting out laughing. I'm like, I wasn't expecting an old lady to just run behind her butt naked. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I love horror movies. Like, I used to hate them, which is really weird. I used to hate them. I used to hate blood. I used to hate, like, scary stuff. There's still some horror movies I don't mess with just because beliefs and stuff. But, you know, I do enjoy a good scream. So let's just talk about a couple of popular ones that I feel like our audience would have watched or at least has heard of. The Conjuring series. Have you seen that, Abby?
No. The only movie I've seen that's like a franchised movie where there's a bunch of them is Scream and Annabelle. Those are the only two I've seen that are like...
Annabelle's really good. Did you watch Annabelle Creation or The Nun?
No, I didn't see The Nun, but I saw Annabelle Creation with my friend and I was not... We were like, okay, let's go watch a movie. I mean, we knew it was a horror movie and everything, but we like... When the I don't do dolls in general. I didn't think it was going to be that scary.
I had to turn it off at the point. A lot of things don't scare me. Like, it takes a lot to scare me. But I had to turn it off at the point, like, when they were in the barn.
And she threw open her mouth?
Yeah, and the demon, like, came out of the scarecrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, no, no. I couldn't do that. And I also, what really scared me is when, okay, it was the little girl who had died that had possessed the doll. When the one girl that was crippled went into the room at night and she's standing at the window and she's talking. She's like, what do you want? And then she turned around and it was the face, like the demonic face. And she said, your soul. That just literally scared the piss out of me. That's what like, it was like kind of like one of the first jump scares in that movie. And I just, oh my God. And I was with my two friends and I looked at them and I was like, I wasn't expecting that. Why did we come watch this movie? We went to go see another movie. And we ended up just seeing that one.
Are you alright?
I'm fine. I just hit my hand. But, okay. Have you, what? The Exorcist. Like the OG Exorcist, 1973 Exorcist.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't either. I'm too much of a pansy to watch it.
No, it's not scary, I don't think. Because the things I've seen on... Like, Instagram, like, when I see, like, trailers and stuff like that on Instagram, like, it's older movie trailers, stuff like that. It's, like, it's so, like, I don't want to say poorly made, but it's poorly made for our generation.
A lot of the movies from the 80s and the 70s were, like, scary back then.
Yeah, but they're, like...
But now we watch them, like, with all, like, the technology upgrades we've had and all the, like, CGI and stuff like that. And it's just, like, it's, like you said, it's not poor quality. It's just, like, not as terrifying as it once would have been. Because we grew up in a generation where everything was very heavily edited and very, like, over the top.
Yeah, for sure. And just, like, I don't know.
Have you ever seen The Cabin in the Woods?
No.
Has Chris Hemsworth in it?
I like Liam better.
All right. Agree to disagree, but that's fine. No, Cabin in the Woods is really good. I would suggest watching it. It's just about these teens that go...
into a cabin in the woods?
Correct.
I guess!
And there's, like, this underground... I haven't seen it in a while, so my description's gonna be kind of shoddy, but... And they just... There's, like, this this underground lab where, like, people create monsters and, like, send monsters up as, like, a ritual killing for, like, a demon that lives underground or, like, a god or something that lives underground. Wow. It's just, like, a trip. And at the end, the all, like, not spoiler alert, but, like, all the monsters get released and start, like, attacking, like, the underground lab. And it's just, it's nuts.
Okay, major spoiler alert, then.
That was a spoiler. I'm very, very sorry.
We'll talk about Endgame. I've never seen any of them. I actually started watching. I watched the first Captain America.
What did you think?
And then I watched... It was all right. I mean, I'm not a superhero. The only superhero movie... I mean, it's not really... I mean, I guess it is. The only superhero movie I will watch repetitively is Spider-Man Homecoming. He is adorable. He's so cute. I watched that the last two nights going to bed. Because, I don't know, I just, like, I'm in the, like, have you ever gotten in the mood to just watch a specific movie? Or, like, a specific episode of a TV show? Like, you just get in those moods, like, I have to watch it right now. I felt like that for the last two nights in a row. And I'm like, I need to watch Spider-Man Homecoming right now before I go to bed.
You see, that for me is the Bob's Burgers episode, Christmas in the Car.
Never seen Bob's Burgers?
You need to watch it, but it's just, oh my gosh, it's just the funniest thing. And I love Christmas, so I'm very into Christmas all year round.
Mm-hmm. I'm more into, like, Thanksgiving, because a girl loves to eat. Like, my sister, for sure, her favorite holiday, Halloween. It's gets on my nerves sometimes, but mine would be Thanksgiving all the way. But anyway.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, is Halloween Maddie's favorite holiday?
Yes.
Have you ever seen any, like, classic Stephen King movies, like The Shining? Or do you know about The Shining?
I know about it because my stepdad watched that movie. I was younger, so I didn't really watch it. But, like, I watched it, so I didn't know what was going on. But I know, like, Red Rum, that kind of stuff. Which some people didn't know was murder backwards. And I'm like, look at it. Why would a kid just be writing Red Rum and everyone be so terrified of that? In red lipstick. People drive me insane, but I've seen that. The new I have never seen the older movies. I've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. I've never seen Texas Chainsaw because I can't watch that. Oh my god, no!
I don't do that either.
But the new Halloween movie, the one that had just came out, not just came out, like last one that came out, was very good. I was surprised how good that was. I mean, yeah, I don't usually watch those kind of, like, gory ones. I usually watch ones where it's, like, demons and ghosts and stuff like that. Because that's just, like, you stupid. If you go with, like, who's there? And they're not going to be like, it's me. They'd be like, ugh, and, like, bite your head off or something like that. I just think people are so stupid. Like, in every movie, there is always that one stupid girl that they let the killer in their house and they run upstairs. What are you going to do upstairs? You either run out the door, like, I don't know, people just go to a window. Or they run in the basement. Like, what are you going to do? Dig your way out? It's just the stupid things are just, like, drives me insane sometimes.
Okay, the Carrie movies. The 70s one or the newer one? Have you seen? Oh my goodness. Have you seen either?
I... do think I've seen the newer one. Excuse me. I've seen the newer one, but I don't remember every part of it. Because, I mean, I was never allowed to watch any of that. And I know, I was a little rebel kid. I would sneak downstairs, like, at literally later at night, and I watched TV, and I'm, like, not allowed to. But you know me. But I never really understood them. I was like, what? Is she possessed by the devil? And her mom's like, I don't understand it. I didn't understand. I mean, I understood, like, the concept of it. But I just never understood, like, whether or not she was, like, evil. I don't think she was evil.
She just had, like, what's that called?
Telekinesis.
And
she stabbed her mother and went to a dance. That was the funniest part. She killed her mother and, like, oh, I'm gonna go shake my booty in the dance floor. No, that just drove me. I was like, you killed your mom and you're gonna go to a high school dance. High school dances are not that fun. I haven't been to a high school dance in probably 2 years. Because they don't interest me. They're like, grinds. I don't know if every school has this, but we have a grind circle or a grind line where everyone just grinds on each other. No, no, no.
At my high school, if you got caught grinding, you got kicked out.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But eventually, I think someone actually grinded on my principal this year. And then they finally got kicked out. But like the teachers that would supervise it would watch it and be like, they would just shake their heads. And be like disappointed. And that's it. I know someone tried to do a, they rode the crowd, or like they, like the crowd lifted them up and they were like in the air. I don't know what the hell you call it. Like, you don't, he didn't jump off a stage.
Right, crowd surfing?
Yes, yes, yes. I know someone did that and got kicked out. But like, they're not that fun. Like, they play crappy music. They play the Cupid Shuffle. Honey, that song is old, but.
Don't you even come at the Cupid Shuffle. The group dances were my favorite part of the high school dances. Oh, like that, and the cha-cha slide.
The cha-cha slide.
And the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes. And we had Footloose one time. And I'm not proud of it, but I was the only one that could dance to Footloose. And I was hella uncomfortable. It was my eighth grade social. I was in the back just bobbing along to the first and last time I've ever had a date to a dance. Was eighth grade social, and I was dancing in the back to Footloose. I was an uncomfortable child. But anyway.
Have you seen any of Jordan Peele's movies? Get Out or Us? No? All right.
Those psychological movies, they confuse the out of me. I could never keep up.
They're really good, though. You should. I know I tell you, like, every movie is really good, and you should see it. Every movie except Pet Sematary.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand Pet Sematary. It doesn't make any sense.
There's like an ancient burial ground behind the Pet Sematary that if you bury like dead things, they come back to life, but they come back as like evil beings.
Then why are you burying them stuff there?
Because they want them to come back, because they don't realize that they're going to come back and be like different.
That's stupid.
All I know is when we went to go see Pet Sematary the other week, before I left, my mom was like, you know, I saw the old one. And when that cat died, he didn't come back all warm and fuzzy.
Oh my God, no. Like, I didn't even know, but I guess Jaws is a horror movie. I don't do the ocean. I hate it. I mean, I don't hate it, but I will never. And like, we've said this before, that the dog died in the... No, I don't give a about the kids dying. I care about the dog. The dog never came back and the guy's searching for his dog. I would literally go and wrestle that shark just for killing my dog.
Oh my goodness. We're not even going to get into dog movies because I will end up bawling. Like, I saw a preview for, oh, what's that new dog movie coming out? A Dog's Journey or A Dog's Way Home? Or I don't know. There's too many A Dog's movies. But
dog ran away, and there's another one where the dog comes back to life and like looks after the, okay, it was a guy and then his grandchild, and the dog died and came back as a puppy and looked after the grandchild. That's A Dog's Purpose, I believe.
Okay, well, whatever the one that's coming out soon is, I saw a commercial for it while I was watching TV this morning, and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, we can't ever see these movies because they will make me cry. And she's like, oh, I agree. So I'm just, it's not that I'm not interested in them. Like, I'd love to see it, but if anything bad happens to a dog, I'm gonna just bawl my flipping eyes out. Like, it's just how it is.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, the first ever. I will never see Watch Marley and Me. I will never watch that movie.
I've seen Marley and Me. Don't watch it.
I will never.
It's amazing. It's such a good film, but like, mm-mm. No.
I just remember the first ever sad dog movie I ever watched was I think it's Turner and Hooch. It's like this cop who gets a dog somewhere. I don't even know why how he got the dog. Maybe he was like evidence or something from like a crime scene and they had to keep him. I don't know. But he gets shot protecting his owner and he dies. And then like somehow he gets with the owner of the dog gets with a girl that has a female dog and the female dog has the dog's babies. I don't know. I kind of got confused. I was like 7. But anyway, and like the dog died and then it came back. Like, no, it didn't come back. That's a lie. Like,
did they bury it in the pet cemetery?
Oh my god, no. No, but like she had a puppy and they kept it and they named him Hooch. And it was like exact replica of the dog that had died and it was a terrible dog. He ripped everything up and so did the puppy. So I'm like, oh my god, I'm crying. And me and my mom and my sister are bawling our eyes out on the couch, just, you know, crying. And my stepdad's like, why are you crying? The dog didn't actually die. I'm like, yes, he did. He died in the movie. It was so realistic. He shut his eyes and they stopped breathing. I will never. I cried.
Oh, my goodness. I know we said we weren't going to talk about dog movies, but here we are. Here we are talking about dog movies for the 400th time in our existence.
Okay, moving on from the sad dog movies, because I will cry, and it will not be fun. I watched a movie yesterday. It was called Lifelike. I didn't really see anything about it that much, and then I saw like a video on Instagram. I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Let me see if I can watch it online. And I did. Jesus freaking Christ. I don't want to spoil anything, but if you don't want to listen about this, just fast forward a little bit. But it was about, like, people, like, it was I think there were a couple, I really didn't pay attention that much, who got a robot, and he looked like a guy. It was, like, a very attractive guy, I'm not gonna lie. And he would do anything that they asked. Good lord. Anyway, do anything that they asked, and long story short, it was like a bunch of robots, quote unquote, but the guy who designed them tricked people to thinking they were robots. So it was like real people thinking they were robots. So like this guy got emotions and feelings and stuff like that. And then like was like, why am I feeling these things? I'm a robot. I shouldn't be feeling these things. And then like the guy, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting that at all.
She actually had me watch the trailer for it and it looked really interesting.
It was good.
I might have to try and find it somewhere, but it looked really good. It was called Lifelike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man, robot movies kind of creep me out though a little bit, just because I feel like that's going to be the future.
Yeah, it definitely is, because like, I'm scary future, because people are freaking smart. They're so smart, and they'll be able to figure things out, and like, I'm, like, over here, like, I don't understand anything. I don't know how to do anything. How are y'all figuring out quantum theory and stuff like that? I mean, I don't even know what that is. But, yeah. I think there's another movie. Well, no, I know there's another movie coming out that I want to watch. The other Spider-Man movie. Because he is a snack attack.
I don't understand how you know what's going on. Because...
Oh, because I didn't watch any of the...
Yeah, because you didn't watch any of, like, the Marvel movies.
Well, I saw... Okay, I watched all the Captain America movies, including Civil War, so that's when Peter Parker was brought into the whole situation. And then I watched... He wasn't in very many other ones. He was in Civil War, and then Infinity War, and then Endgame. And I mean, pretty much... Oh, I was going to spoil something, but I can't spoil it. Yeah. So I don't know how else to go on without spoiling. But anyway, he's just such a cutie. He's such a little cutie. And it's like, oh my god, I want to like bit his little face and be like, oh, you're so cute and British. I've seen videos of him like transferring from a British accent to American accent. I can't talk. Accent. And it's like creepy. Because, like, I would love to learn how to talk into, like, any other accent other than English. Because, like, English, we have so much slang. And it's, like, I would hate to, like, come to America and learn how to speak English. Because we have so many words that sound the exact same but are spelled totally different. And, like, I don't know what a verb is. Oh, well, that's a lie. I do know what a verb is. But, like, it's difficult.
Public school has trained you well.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't pay attention that much.
If you're wondering what that little kerfluffle was, it was me handing the mic to Abby, and the mic just dropped.
We mic dropped it. Oh, God. Oh, I hate that. I hated that.
I didn't try it, I swear.
Yeah. Have you recently sent any movie trailers that are like, oh, my God, that looks so interesting. I want to go see that. Talk about that Dolls one.
I want to see Ugly Dolls, and Abby is hating on me for it. Okay. It looks so cute, though.
I know, but, like, okay, all my friends at school, they're always talking about childhood TV shows. Like, they talk about Paw Patrol. I'm like, we are 17 and 16 and 17. I haven't seen a, like, cartoon, like, movie, like, TV show like that in, like, 10 years.
The only reason I've seen, like, episodes of, like, Paw Patrol and, like, PJ Masks is because when I go over to my cousin's. I didn't know either until the other day. Well, until a couple months ago. But, sorry. Because she has two kids under three.
Yeah. I
mean, what else are they going to watch? Game of Thrones?
No, they're going to watch 50 Shades. Learn how they were made. Anyway.
Stop!
Anyway, so, yeah, they, like, the one girl was like, yeah, I saw the, live-action version of, Paw Patrol. I'm like, that's a newer ish TV show. Did you see when you were like 15 years old? I'm just like, they get them, like, they start singing like the lyric, like the intro music. I'm like, the last TV show that I watched that was somewhat of a child was probably like Hannah Montana or Zach and Cody. That's like the last thing I've ever seen. And then I got right into like murder TV shows and like action TV shows and stuff like that. But anyway, off on a random tangent yet again.
I just really wish they would bring back in syndication, like, shows from our childhood.
Or, like, put them on Netflix?
Yeah.
For sure, put them on Netflix. Oh, my God. Miley Cyrus is in the new season of Black Mirror.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the trailer today, and I was like, oh, my God. She's acting again. Hannah Montana, come back. Anyway. But, yeah, I saw it today. I was like, there's no way that she's coming back to acting. Because I think isn't she coming out with music soon? I don't know. But I would never have any time. I don't have time now to do anything.
I love Black Mirror. I haven't seen all of it, but what I have seen, I'm very impressed with.
Yeah, I've never seen anything of it. I just see that one, like, video that comes up on Instagram where it's like, you rate somebody.
Yeah.
Like, the girl rates, like, I don't know, it looks stupid. I mean, no, it doesn't look stupid. It's just like, I'm not interested in it. I like murder mystery stuff like that. It's my type of thing.
You just recently were telling me that you watched the new Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron, right? Oh, my
God. Damn. That was so good. Like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew a little bit about Zac Efron and everything like that. No, not Zac Efron. Ted Bundy. But I was like, that is hella creepy. Like, okay, I'm going to spoil it. I don't give a hoot. A heart and hoot. A Horton here's a hoot. Anyway, Horton here. Anyway, I can't talk. But anyway. When he's in jail, she goes up to him in the thing. And it's like, you need to free me from this. And, like, shows him a picture of one of the victims. And her head was cut off. And I guess, like, the mirror got a little bit, like, foggy. Like, when you're in the car and, like, the windows get fogged up. And she's like, how did her head come off? Something like that. And he wrote in the mirror on the thing, hacksaw. And I was like, oh, my God. I knew he did it. But, like, he never said that he did until then. And then, like, later he confessed and then died. Oh, well. Sucks for you. Anyway. But, I didn't know he, represented himself in court. I didn't know he did that. What else? And he was pretty flying and good. I mean, he was a smart booty. Like, a smart ass. But... But, I mean, Zac Efron played the part very well, and Lily Collins, who I think it was, think it was Lily Collins. She played the part very well. And I didn't know. I don't even know. I know that there was another woman involved that, like, supported him while he was in jail after the whole thing.
Was it, like, that woman that was his neighbor?
Sorry, the pizza place we ordered from that hung up on us. Anyway, I don't know if his friend from college, I guess it was, they somehow had the intercourse while he was in jail, and she was pregnant when he went into jail. I don't know if she had the kid or not. Cause I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm for or against it, but I'd be a little weirded out by having a murderer's child. That's just me personally. But, I don't know. I just didn't know that any of that happened. And, he was a little bee with an itch. He was, like, you're going up against for murder trials. Like, a murder, like, multiple murders. And you're going to be a smart aleck? I just, ugh. And even, like, you knew you did it, and you're going to be a smart aleck? No. I could never. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Not that I would ever kill anyone. I would never, ever, 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 ever. But I just, like, ugh. I could never. Do you want to watch the movie?
I don't know. Because I dabbled a little bit when they did, like, the Ted Bundy tapes, the Netflix thing.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to just podcasts on that, but I didn't really watch it. But I'd heard enough. And, like, Zac Efron is High School Musical.
Zac Efron is beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I don't know. Just those kind of things interest me.
That was my sneeze face.
Oh, she looked like she was going to sneeze. I thought she was going to say something else. Anyway, those kind of things just interest me. Like, murders, serial killers. I know that sounds really, really weird, but they interest me so much. Like, I would love, maybe that's what I'll do after college. I mean, after high school. Something like, get into the mind of a serial killer. I would love to do that. Like, what was the motive? What snapped in a person that they're like, I'm going to go kill some people? Because I could never think of ever wanting to do that. Ever in my entire life. But I just want to know, like, what people think, what the feeling was after, and, like, how it felt when you got caught.
Have you ever watched the TV show Snapped, or, like, heard about it, where, like, the women, like, are in, like, abusive relationships, and then they just finally snap and they go crazy?
No, I've never heard anything like that. But I never saw. I would love to try. I never have time. But maybe this summer, when I'm not stressed out with school and everything, have the time to, like, sit down and watch the Making a Murder on Netflix. That seems interesting to me.
I feel like that's a really big time commitment.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like that's something, like, it's so hard to stop watching. Like, you'll have to, like, sit there for a week. I'm going to call off work for a week and just sit there in my room and watch Making a Murder. Oh, Netflix. I'll be like, I can't come in today. I'm watching Netflix. Bye. I actually called off work the other day and they hung up on me. Like, the guy was like, are you sure you can't come in? I'm like, yeah, I left school early. I can't come in. I don't even know if that's allowed, if I'm allowed to, like, leave school early sick and then go to work. I don't think you can do that. So he hung up on me. I was like, you little meanie head. I almost started, I didn't start crying, but I was, like, very angry about it. But, oh, well. They're lost. Not my problem. Hire more people. Oh, well. But,
yeah. So, moving on. Abby.
Yes? Abby?
So, yeah, moving on. As a recent grad, I have been looking at college graduate. As a recent English major, college graduate, I've been looking kind of back on my career as a student in college and even in high school, and just thinking about, you know, how glad I am that I made it through those 8 years. Because it gets stressful. Abby, you're in high school currently. Are there any, like, stresses that you face or hardships that you face in the schooling system?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, I'm in Not really. I mean, yeah, I'm in kind of accelerated classes. Shockingly. I know, right? It's kind of scary. I don't know how that happened. And, like, most of the time, when I was first, like, in the second semester when it started, I was doing fine. I was, like, staying on top of schoolwork and working a lot more. And then, like, everything hit me at once. Chemistry, excelled British literature, trigonometry, and government. Those are my classes that I take. And they all hit at one time. And I'm like, I don't think I can do this. I literally had a sit-down conversation with my mom. And I'm like, Mom, I know you want me to pay you a certain amount of money each week. But I cannot work and do school at the same time. I literally cried. It's like, I can't do it. I need to, like, calm down. I need to focus on school. My grades are not the best. She's like, yeah, that's fine. I felt so much better after, like, I mean, I only work 3 days a week now. But... And even our schooling system, we have ranks. Like, if I go on to where I look at my grades, I look at, like, the number of students in my grade, and they give you a number, like, of how well you do. And, like, even GPAs. I mean, I have a decent GPA. And, like, some of the people that are, like, higher than me literally don't do anything. Like, they're not, like... I don't want to say they're stupid, but, like, I work harder than they do. And, like, I don't know how that works. And, like, I don't do any sort of extracurriculars, or I'm not in any clubs because, like, I would get way too stressed. I get stressed so easily. It's bad. But if I were to do some of the things that they do, there is no way I would not be suspended or expelled. Like, some of them get caught. The thing now is Juuls. Where it's like the nicotine, I don't even know. But they get caught with them in school and they get them confiscated. And like other people who I know who are not physically, like they're not active in the school participation stuff, they get expelled. It doesn't make any sense because like I literally talk to my friends about this all the time and I'm like, they don't get in trouble because the school, they make the school look good by participating in sports and getting high scores. And stuff like that. That just makes me so mad. This, like, I could, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I would get so much trouble and the other kids don't. But, like, even now that finals are coming up and it's the end of the year, it's stressful. My chemistry teacher, we just took a test. I literally have next week and then a day and then we have finals. And she wants to cram a whole other unit. And take a test before finals. And then have time to review. And she's giving us a ginormous chemistry packet. And I'm like, oh, thanks. You're so nice. But, yeah, I have all that coming up. And then, I literally, like, three out of 5 days of a school week, I wake up. And I'm like, I don't remember when I fell asleep. I have homework all around me. My phone is not plugged in. My lights are still on. My TV is playing YouTube videos. And I'm like, I was watching, like, I watched Julian Solomita. He's like a vlogger. I watch him and somehow I wake up and there's a cat video on. And I'm like, I don't know how I got here. I don't know when I fell asleep. I don't know what time it is. And I'm wearing the same clothes as I wore yesterday. And it's like probably 4 a.m. And I'm like, I feel like crap. I'm like, crap, everything's around me. I'm exhausted. And then I have to, like, get up and put everything away. I have to charge my laptop for school, turn the lights off. And then, like, you know, once you do all that, you're already up and walking around. And, like, you're now awake. And it's like, now I'm not going to be able to fall back to sleep. And then I'll be up from 4 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock at night. The following night. And I'm going to be like, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible. I'm going to be so tired. I'm going to be cranky because I get cranky when I'm tired. Like, very bad. People want to kill me. I want to kill people. I'm not going to be a killer, though. Because I love people. No, I don't. I mean, yes, I do. I love people. But anyway. So, looking back on, like, college and high school and even middle school, if you had much going on in middle school, because I didn't. What? Did you get stressed? Or did you, like, really not have the motivation of it, like, at some points?
High school, hit myself in the face. High school and college were two very different times in my life. Like, in high school, I get up early in the morning, go to school, In the fall, I'd have tennis practice for a couple hours after school. And then in, like, the winter and spring, I would have, like, either play practice or musical practice. So I was basically the whole school year, I was basically at school from 7:30 in the morning to 7:30 or 8 at night. And then I'd come home, you know, do my homework, work out if I wasn't doing tennis at that point. And I'd go to bed and wake up and do it all the next day. And, I mean, I'd be tired and I'd be kind of, like, not into it, but I still, like, maintained good grades and I still won every day. Yeah, I mean, I think when I started to get, like, the worst was my senior year of high school and my anxiety got really bad. Like, I'd had anxiety since elementary school, but it really had heightened my senior year of high school. And that's when I started, like, you know, going on medication and going to therapy for it because it was just bad and I couldn't handle it anymore. So I think, yeah, I think that was the biggest part of high school that was most stressful for me is, like, dealing with that and also trying to get everything, you know, figured out, like, with tennis and high school and classes and, you know, just everything. And then college rolled around, and my first semester of college was pretty chill. Like, I'd have morning classes and some afternoon classes, and it would be fine. Like, I'd get Starbucks and sit in my 11 a.m. class, and everything would be hunky-dory. But then, as I started getting into more of my, later in my college career, my anxiety and my depression started to, like, weigh in on me again, even though I was, you know, taking medication and going to therapy and stuff like that. It still really was dawning on me, and it would just, I just didn't do well, like, my sophomore year of college. Like, I was just too distracted and too, like, I don't know, just, it all just took its toll on me, and it really wasn't a fun year, my sophomore year of college. But then my junior and senior year were fine. I mean, obviously I'm stressed because it's college and I have all this crap I need to do, and I was working 30, 35 hours a week. And I was trying to maintain all of that while still sleeping and trying to have somewhat of a social life. It was just kind of stressful, but you know what? Looking back on it, I'm glad, like, I did all that stuff, and I'm glad I worked hard, and I'm glad I did extracurriculars and stuff like that, because it was all part of the experience for me. And I still got really good grades, except for my sophomore year. It's not like I got bad grades my sophomore year of college. It's just I didn't do as well as I would have liked. So, yeah, that was just the most stressful thing about my high school and college career, I think, was, like, dealing with mental illness while also dealing with school and work and all that stuff, and just trying to make everything balance and try to keep myself healthy both physically and emotionally, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm in my junior year of high school, and my first semester was a rough one. I went through a lot. I had lost one of my best friends. It was rough. I had went to a gather party. It wasn't like a party where everyone was drinking or anything. It was a birthday party. And it was a guy that I liked, and I went in to see him. We worked together. I went in to see him, and he wasn't there, which is kind of weird. So I went in to see him. He wasn't there, so we just got a drink, and then we went to the party. And then later on, it was like 9 o'clock, and I had told her grandmother that I would have her home by 9:30. And I still had a friend of hers that I picked up for her to take home, and he lived in the city, which I don't mind the city. It's just during the nighttime, it gets a little weird. I mean, that's just me personally. So I was like, can we please leave? This is the third time I've asked you. Can we go? And she looked at me and sat down right next to my ex-boyfriend. And I was like, F you. I'm leaving you here. I don't care anymore. I'm over it. This is like the third or fourth time I've had problems with this girl. So I had to get this kid home who I don't really know him. So, like, I was in the car with him by myself and going to the city. And I get in the car. The girl, I had driven with two other people. And she had left her keys in the back of my car. And I had a curfew of 10 o'clock. And it was 9:30. And I had to wait in the parking lot of the grocery store. And I went in again to see if he would come in. And he didn't. I went up to the courier's desk. And she was like, yeah, he never called off or anything like that. And I was like, oh, God, something's really wrong. So the girl comes to get her keys. And her twin sister, who is one of my best friends, she's like, I'll go in the city with you and you can just drop me off at the McDonald's because that's where they were all going to meet up later. It's like, okay, thank you. This is so much easier. You know the city better than I do. So we drop him off. And then the girl who I left at the party texted me and asked me if I was calm yet. If I was over being mad at her. And I told the girl next to me, I was like, take the phone and text her and tell her I'm over it. We're not friends anymore. You're welcome for dropping off your friend. And that's pretty much it. So it's like 10 o'clock and I'm like, not home yet. So I call my mom and it's like, well, actually it's like 9:55. I wasn't going to get home on time. So I call my mom. I'm like, mom, I'm sorry. I'm going to be late. I started crying because I was emotional. And she was like, okay, it's fine. Just drive safe. Get home whenever you can. Well, get home like immediately, but take your time. So I do. I get home around 10:15. And I tell her, and I was like, I tell her everything happened. She's like, I had gotten ready at the girl's house that I left at the party. I'd gotten ready there. All my stuff was there. My backpack, my clothes, my makeup, everything like that. And she's like, get in the car. We're going to go get your stuff. Mind you, it's like 11 o'clock at night. So I text her when we're outside. I'm like, bring me all my stuff. Either put it outside or just bring it to me. I didn't even know if she had got home yet. And she didn't answer me. So I called her mother, who lived right down the street. And I'm like, you tell her to bring my stuff now. Like, I'm over it. So she did. I saw her. There was two doors. We didn't look through a window, but the window was right there. She had went to the one. And she threw my stuff at me. So then I started crying again. And my mom's like, get in the car. I didn't get all my stuff back, but I'm not really that worried about it. It was makeup. And like a pair of pants, I think it was. But anyway, so we get in the car, go home. I'm crying. I'm upset. My mom gets me McDonald's because I'm upset and a little sad. And then we get in the car home. Next day, I have to work early in the morning. So it's the day before my sister's birthday. We were going to have a party later that night for her. So I'm at work and it was an 8-hour shift. So I got an hour break and my sister told me to go on my hour break. And I'm like, I've only been here for like 2 hours. She's like, no, you need to go on your hour break right now. And you need to go outside with me. So I'm like, okay. We do. And she tells me that the kid that I had liked, who wasn't there that morning, had killed himself. So all that happened within about 12 hours. I lost my best friend and I lost the kid that I liked. And yeah. So that was my beginning of my junior year. Was just all of that at one time. And then my ex messaged me a couple weeks later and told me that the kid who killed himself would love to know that I'm ruining somebody's life, meaning my ex-best friend. And I was like, oh my God, you're a terrible person. Like, you're a terrible human being. So, like, that'll happen. And then my sister's boyfriend got diagnosed with cancer. I think that was still first semester. It might have been still, yeah, it was. So all that rolled into pretty much a couple months. And, yeah, but second semester is not as good because we're still going through my sister's boyfriend's situation. It's getting better. Everything's looking good. And then I saw my ex-best friend the other day. She was driving right behind me with her grandmother, who I thought, I mean, I don't know if she still likes me or not, but she does. Whenever I see her, she doesn't say anything to me, which is kind of weird. Because whenever I see her mom and her sister, I give her sister a hug. I give her mom a hug. I ask how everyone is. I even ask how my ex-best friend is because I don't want her. I even told her to tell her that I don't ever want her to think I hate her. Because, like, I don't want to hold grudges. Like, I'm not that kind of person. I don't want to, like, do any of that kind of stuff. So, I always give them hugs, ask how everyone is, tell everyone I say hello. I wished happy Mother's Day to her the other day. And, the little sister's birthday was a couple days before that, and I had wished her a happy birthday. I called them, like, tell her I said happy birthday. And yeah, I mean, I don't have anything negative towards the girl anymore. It's just, it's better off of us not friends because we've had so many problems in the past. It's just like, it was just so much drama. And now that, like, I'm not friends with her, I'm like, oh my God, I can actually, like, have a life. I can actually, like, not have to worry about whether she's gonna have another breakdown or cry or want, like, attention or something like that. So it's been definitely a stressful year, but next year should be good because I'm graduating early and I only pretty much need one class. So I'm probably gonna take some college courses, be at school for like a day, probably be at school for like an hour and then take some college classes and then work for the rest of the day, make some money, and then do whatever. I don't know what I want to do yet. But so do you have any, what do you want to do now after you graduated? Since you graduated, what do you want to do? Do you want to, where do you want to work?
You know, like, I'm very interested in, like, blogging and podcasting and writing and stuff like that. My ultimate goal is to be a writer, like an author. I'd love to write books. I've wanted to write books ever since I was a little kid. And I'm also very into, like, social media and stuff like that. So I'm hoping to find a job in, like, the field like that. And I know it's very difficult. So at this point, I'm just applying a bunch of different places and going to interviews and just, you know, even if I find a job, like, that's not my goal job, at least I have, like, a full-time job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I know I'll eventually get to where I want to go. It's just you got to...
put the work in.
Yeah. You got to start small and...
make it big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make it big, like Wham.
Yeah. I've always... when I don't know what I want to do yet. I definitely don't know what I want to do yet because it's so stressful that it's the rest of my life. I've thought about it like crazy, but I just never really understood what I wanted to do yet.
It's hard when you're like a young person to like decide, especially you, like 17, what you want to do for the rest of your life. I know it definitely was hard for me. Like, I just went with English because I'm like, I love writing and I love reading. I think this is a good path for me. But, like, if you're not sure what you want to do, and it's just difficult because everybody's just pressuring you to, like, to decide. And it's, like, it's a hard decision. Like, you have to think about it for a while. And as you grow older, your interests change. And I think that's why a lot of people are stressed out in college because a lot of people are changing their majors, which makes them have to stay extra semesters. And a lot of things don't go over. And you're paying money for classes that you didn't really need in the first place. And it's just – it's a big stressful situation. And I feel like they're putting a lot of pressure on younger people to decide this at such a young age, which is why I think if you don't know what you're going to do, go in undeclared. Don't just pick something because you're trying to make somebody else happy.
Yeah. And, like, I've always wanted to take a year off. Like, a gap year, work, either work or travel. But, like, what I've always been interested in is movies and stuff like that. I don't know. I hate to say it, but I don't know if I wanted, like, an actress or something like that. I kind of know that's weird. And, like, I don't even know if I even want to go to college. I might just take my gen eds, which is kind of like basic. But like, my mom's always told me I needed to go to college. But like, what am I going to, why would I pay money for something if I'm not even 100% sure if that's what I want to do? But I've always wanted to take a year off, but I probably am not allowed to. My mom probably was like, no, you got to go to school right away. Which, I mean, I totally get. She's always like, she always said to me, like, if you take a year off, you never want to go back. If I figure out eventually what I want to do, then I'm definitely for sure going to want to go back because it's the rest of my life. Like, I'm going to need it. If I figure out what I want to do and it's a college-based, like, if you need college for it, then I'm definitely going to go back and do college because, like, I kind of need it. But if it's something, if I find out something I want to do but I don't need college, why would I spend so much money on taking classes that I don't need?
You mentioned you wanted to act. Would you ever want to go to school for, like, theater or drama?
I don't know because I never really thought about it because I'm not that popular at school. And I feel like I don't care what people think, but then again, I do. So, like, if I ever was in, like, a play and I wasn't good or I messed up, I would literally feel so bad. And people would... I don't know if it's just every school, but people would make fun of you for it. Stuff like that. Like, when we have plays at school, the kids, they don't get made fun of. But, like, they always are joking around, like, oh, that was such a stupid play. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. And, like, it's kind of rude. So, like, I never wanted to be put into that situation where I had to be uncomfortable. Because, like, I don't mind talking in front of people. I'm fine with that. It's just, like... I don't want to be in a play that doesn't interest me. You know what I mean? Like, because if I ever do something with acting.
Because you want to have fun with it.
Yeah. If I ever do something with acting, I'm not going to go into either a TV show, movie, or play that I'm not interested in. I'd go for a role that interests me. I wouldn't, like, be in a stupid play that's in a high school. Like, we did the Secret Garden this year. I don't even know anything about it. But I might do something with acting. I don't know. I don't know if my mom would ever want me to. Because, like, it's not like a steady, it's not for sure. You know what I mean? But if I would do it, I would put the time in and put the work in. I'm not just going to slack off all the time. Like, people would think that's what you would do, but I don't think I would ever.
Where would you want to go to college? Would you want to go to, like, a big city? Or would you want to, like, stay local? Go to, like, a smaller college? I know you said you haven't put, like, a lot of thought into it, but is there anywhere, like, that you'd have a preference?
I definitely want to go somewhere. I don't think I want to stay local because I kind of want to be out on my own, figure things out by myself without having my mom look over my shoulder 24/7. Not that I don't love that. I do love that my mom's always, like, wondering where I am or asking questions and stuff like that. I do love that. But I just think, like, the way my sister went to college, she stayed home, which I totally get. Some people just love to stay home. I get that. I'm not going to say that it's a bad thing. But I feel like I need to fend for myself a little bit. Because, like, eventually when I go out and buy my own place or rent a place, I'm not going to know what the hell is going on. I'm not going to, like, know how to do anything. I mean, I know how to cook and stuff like that. But, like, I need to focus on, like, paying bills and stuff like that. Because if I live at home, I'm not really paying bills. I'm not getting a taste of the real world and what it's like. But if I go, I mean, I'm not going to go far. I'd go to, like, maybe Philadelphia or New York, stuff like that. I'm not really a city person, but I would love to try it. If I don't like it, then I'll probably go somewhere smaller. I don't even know any colleges I would want to attend to. I mean, I might even just stay in Lancaster, but just move out of my house or stay in a dorm or something like that. Or, like, I don't know what it's called, but, like, you stay in a house with a bunch of other people. It's not a sorority, is it?
Oh, I was going to say sorority house.
Well, yeah, I guess it is a sorority house, but it's not like Kappa Kappa, let's get it going, here's a party. No. yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted to be out on my own because I house sat for my, okay, this is a big deal for me. Last summer, I house sat for my grandmother for a week. I mean, it was still pretty close to my house. It's like 10 minutes away from my house, but I was on my own and I loved it. Like, doing whatever I wanted. I ordered pizza and I went and picked it up in a robe. Like, they came to the door, and I'm like, here, take the money. And I went and I sat in the bathroom. I sat in the bathtub, ate my pizza, and watched Friends. I loved it. I couldn't do that at my house because, I mean, I'm walking around in a towel at my house. I loved it. And, like, I don't know. Just being on my own, just, like, it really felt good. I mean, I was 16 at the time, and I had my grandmother's car to use to, like, it's not like I was all by myself. I went home, like, the next day because I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm kind of hungry. So, sorry, my brother-in-law just texted me. anyway, I just felt like I loved buying myself. I had, I didn't have a party, but I had a couple friends over one night, and we had pizza, and we played board games and watched some movies and stuff like that. And then they all left at, like, 9 o'clock, and I'm like, get the hell out. I want to go in the bathtub. I kicked them all out, and I was like, okay, bye-bye. I'm going to go sit in the bathtub now. Don't call me. Don't text me. I think I fell asleep for a minute or two in there. I felt so good. I felt like an old lady. But I just loved it. I don't know. I think being by myself is what I need. Because, like, my mom's always, I don't want to say she handed me things, but, like, she kind of did. I'm always, my family calls me a spoiled brat, but I hate it. I hate being called a spoiled brat because I want to work my tail off to get what I want. I don't want anything handed to me. That's for darn sure. And when I buy my first car, I'm buying it. My mom ain't giving me no money for it. Not that I'm anywhere close. I think I have like $8 right now, but yeah. Did you ever want to like go away to college or did you want to stay close?
I always wanted to go to, like, New York or someplace like that, but for me, like, it just wasn't realistic. I definitely would like to branch out to, like, a bigger city for, like, work, but I didn't mind going to college locally, to be honest with you. I still went to a really good school. There's a lot of really good schools around here, But I definitely would have liked to go, you know, branch out a little farther. But for me, it just wasn't realistic because I had so much stuff here that I needed to still tend to. And I just didn't have schools up there so expensive.
I know. I'm really worried about that because, like, not that I won't be able to do, like, student loans, stuff like that. Not that I won't be able to do that, but, like, I hate owing people money. It's, like, the worst feeling ever. So, like, I'm kind of worried about that. I don't even know if when you do acting, do you have to go to school? I don't think so.
No, I don't think you have to go to school.
I think you just, like, I feel like since I'm not really old, but, like, I haven't started acting at a young age. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of weird if I just, like, oh, I'm 17. Let's go right into, like a million-dollar movie. I don't think I could ever do that. I think I have to work my way up.
Yeah, you have to start small.
Yeah, because, like, people start acting when they're, like, 5 years old. They're, like, or, like, even babies. They're, like, Huggies commercials. And then they come into, like, really important, like, rich people. And I'm, like, I'm kind of behind here. I've never been in, well, I think I was in one play. Oh, my God. It fell again. I know. We need to get, like, two mics here. Especially if we're going to do this for a while. I was in one play when I was a ye little one. I had my, I was a little peanut. Shocking, right? And I had my first solo singing. I can't sing for crap now. No. I will never, I can't. My mom always yells at me if I'm singing because I sound so bad. But, I had my first solo singing in front of, like, Grandparents Day. We were singing in front of grandparents. But, like, it was important to me because she made, the teacher made everybody sing, even if they didn't want a solo. She made everyone go up in front of the whole class and sing a part of a song, even if you didn't want a solo. And she made everybody do it. And she picked, like, three of us. And it was me and then a couple other people. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so special. And I was like, I look back and I'm like, oh, my God, you sounded terrible. Everyone else just sounded worse than you.
So it wasn't your Beyonce moment.
Oh, it was. It's just, I'm not in that moment anymore. It was my glory. It was like my one shot and I bombed it. I think I forgot lyrics, but, like, I'm fine. Not worried about it. I was seven.
Your glory days.
Oh my goodness. Glory days. The young times when, like, things didn't matter. Yeah. There's no bills to pay.
When I didn't have mental breakdowns every 5 minutes.
I know, like, when you see those videos on, like, Instagram, a girl's like, oh my God, my depression, oh my God, I'm having a breakdown. I'm like, no, you're not. Because, like, I know what that's like. And you're not that. Okay, because, like, girls are like, they got full face the makeup on. No. If you have mental breakdowns and depression, you do not wear makeup. You just, like, I used to wear so much makeup. Not so much makeup, but I used to wear makeup every single day. And now I wear no makeup. I haven't got my eyebrows done in probably a month and a half. I mean, I get my nails done, but I wear athletic shorts, sneakers, and oversized t-shirts / sweatshirts and sweatpants every freaking day. And, like, I go home and I curl up and sleep. And then I wake up and do homework. Sorry. So, yeah, I never really seen, I always had makeup on, but I never really, like, fully got into it.
Unless I'm going to a special event or I'm just feeling jazzy that day, like, I don't wear makeup that much just because, first of all, I don't know how to apply it. And I always fear that I look like a clown. But it's just, it's just so much work. And then to come home and have to take it all off.
Oh my God, I never take it off.
I love skincare, but makeup is just, ugh, for me. Like, I love wearing it. Like, I feel powerful when I wear it. But, like, at the same time, it's, like, just, ugh, it's too much work sometimes.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know what it is about my skin. I mean, I will never not take care of my skin. I wash my face twice a day. I toner, moisturize, serums it, all that nine. I have to make sure my skin looks good. Otherwise, I never had acne, which is kind of weird because my family's always had, like, a prone thing to acne. I guess because I always wash my face twice a day. I moisturize. I spray it with stuff just to keep it all nice and moisturized because I get very dry skin. But anyway. I don't know what it is about my face, but I don't look good with foundation. I look like an old lady. It sits in all my crevices. I mean, I'm 17. I shouldn't have crevices, but I have crevices in my face. But yeah.
Like an English muffin, all the nooks and crannies.
Yes, I'm an English muffin. Anyway, so just taking off makeup is so stressful. I hate it. I hate taking off makeup. I hate oily face. So like when I take makeup off, I use Neutrogena makeup wipes. It's just what I use. And it gets so oily. And then like if I don't take it off, my eyeballs, if I have mascara, they burn in the morning. And like it's all down my face and I look like a mess. I look like a hot mess. I look like a hot pocket. Anyway, I don't know why I just call myself a hot pocket. Anyway. But I definitely care more about skincare than I do anything else. I don't wear makeup. I like the dewy look, but I also like the matte look. Like matte, it keeps my pores. Like they look so tight and they look like they're not there. But like when I do dewy, I look like I'm glowing. I look like I'm in my third trimester of having a baby. But yeah, I just never really liked it. But anything else? I think we should just end it there. Talking about our skins. Next time we're going to talk about our shower routines. I don't know why I just said that. I'm very uncomfortable. Please leave.
I'm very uncomfortable as well. But you know what? It's fine. Well, we're not talking about our shower routines. Don't worry.
Who knows? We might. We never knew we were going to talk about our skincare.
Yeah, right. So thanks for listening to this episode where we just talked about whatever was on
that
our mind.
It took a while.
It did. We needed to get everything out.
I'm very tired now. Like, can you see me? I look tired. Like, I'm about to fall asleep. Good night.
I know. I have allergies and all I want to do is...
I feel like my allergies are acting up.
Sleep under a blanket. All right. So, you just listened to the fourth episode of our podcast, Two Abbeys, One Podcast. And we will be back next Friday with another pod for you.
I don't know what we're gonna talk. I think we're just gonna wing it again. I like the winging it.
You know, winging it's kind of our forte. So if you don't like that, you don't have to listen. But you know what? We like that. And if you like feeling like you're in the living room with us, then this is the place for you. This is a safe zone.
And even just falling asleep to this, because I know sometimes when I listen to our podcast back, I sometimes fall asleep. I hate to say that, but I fall asleep listening to it because like it's like at midnight. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen to the podcast. And I'm like, oh God, I'm really tired. I'm gonna fall asleep now. But yeah, I think go to bed. Go sleep. I'm gonna go sleep.
It's 8:30. We're grandmas.
Oh, I'm such a grandma. Everyone's out partying and I'm over here like, I'm gonna go to bed right now. We have post-prom. Prom and then post-prom. Prom is till 10 o'clock. Post-prom is till 2 a.m. And everyone's like, oh my God, go to post-prom. And I'm like, no. I'm going to go home. I'm not even going to prom. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go right to sleep. There's a dog. Scared the bejesus.
My dog won't stop barking. She likes to patrol the neighborhood from the front window.
My dogs do that too. They're annoying. I have big dogs. Big beefy dogs.
I just have a Jack Russell poodle mix that's like 15 pounds and thinks she's like 6 feet tall and 400 pounds.
I have a golden retriever, a German shepherd, and a bulldog. They're all the golden retriever's like 175 pounds. He's a beast. Okay, I think we should go. I'm tired. We just keep adding on to this and I'm gonna fall asleep.
Pretty soon it's gonna be like a 5-hour podcast.
It's probably over an hour long by now. For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, bye.
Any closing remarks?
Go to sleep. No, just, you know. If you
wash your face. Go to bed early.
Brush your teeth. Always brush your teeth. You nasties. I hate not brushing.
Take a shower. Drink a lot of water.
Ooh, I love water. Oh, I could drink a water bottle.
Use coconut oil.
Ooh, my God. Yes. And then, like, go to bed. Go sleep. Go to bed. I'm going to go to bed.
Do you want to send us off with a lullaby?
I think we already talked about my singing is not the best. It might cause nightmares. If you're already asleep, you're going to wake up screaming. No, I think we're just going to sign off for now. We'll see you next week. Hopefully well rested. Oh, and it's going to be my... Oh, my God. I'm going to be almost out of school. Oh, my God.
So for next week's episode, grab your favorite ice cream, your favorite kind of pizza.
Grab a whole meal, because this is gonna be it's probably gonna be another long one. Grab a whole dinner.
In classic Abby Arbolino fashion, grab your chicken tenders and French fries.
Oh my god.
And your Pepsi. Oh. And, you know, let's celebrate together.
Yeah, we're gonna be like, I don't know when everyone else gets out of school, high school, college, whatever you're doing. But like, we're gonna celebrate because it's almost summer and we can go to the beach and we can tan these pasty legs. I was out earlier and my brother-in-law made fun of me. He was like, you got some pasty legs, girl. And I'm like, don't look at them. I'm very self-conscious.
I thought you hated the beach.
I don't like the water. Well, I do love the water, but like, it's kind of scary because you don't know what's under you if you can't. Oh god, it's gonna be sucky down.
All right, well, I hope you have nightmares about the ocean now.
I'm sorry. I'm tired.
All right, don't watch sad dog movies. Don't watch a horror movie before bed.
Or do it if you like that. I love falling asleep scared.
Really?
I don't know why I just said that. That's a lie. I don't like that. Because when I watched that Ted Bundy movie, I had to watch a nice calming video. Or I don't remember what I watched after, but I had to watch something or I was going to piss my bed. I'm really tired and delusional.
This outro has been 80 minutes long, and we're sorry. We just keep adding on. All right, well, this is us signing off.
Adios, amigos, and amigas, and chicas, chicos.
Say hi to your dog for us.
Yeah. Hi, puppies. Oh, God, turn it off. I'm tired.